It's really different from today, isn't it? Blue, green, red, pink, purple, all sorts of colours. But the king, Gustav Adolf, really wanted to show off with his new ship. That's why Vasa had lots of figures, lots of colour, and was big too. At the very front is the biggest sculpture, a lion leaping forward. But a warship can't be impressive just because of sculptures. It needs cannons too. Vasa had more cannons than any other Swedish warship, 64 of them. But there was supposed to be even more, 72, but not all of them were ready in time. Oh yeah, that's me, Olof, in the open gun port on the far left of the model. Can you see me looking out? I was just a boy, about 11 years old at the time. You might be wondering how I ended up on the ship. It's a long story. It starts in the shipyard where Vasa was built. Let's keep going, and I'll tell you more.
Go further into the museum until you come to four large wooden figures. On the phone, you can see what the spot looks like.